WMFO Medford. Good afternoon. That was a little bit of, yes, long distance run around the fish, something like that. Okay, WMFO here at Medford at Tufts University. And this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. All right, so let's see if we can get this. Ah, come on, let's put this on stop. Okay. Load, okay, we'll undo that. Good, now we got it. All right, so there's a Medford Porch Fest 2024, Saturday, June 1st from 12 to 5 p.m. And the rain date is Sunday, June 2nd. The second annual Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 1st. Again, the rain date is Sunday, June 2nd. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 20th. All right, that's gone. So for info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Well, that sounds like fun. Let's see what else is here. Oh, that's the second one. Okay, good. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be Saturday. I think it's going to be decent. It looks like it is anyway. All right. So today is Pesach Sheni. Okay, what is that? We had Pesach. And this is, there were those during the biblical days, the days of the temple, who for, because they had touched something and made them unfit to bring a sacrifice, could not. And they were very upset. So they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't there something we could do? And so he inquired of Hashem and he said, yes. So this is the day, this is the makeup date so that you can bring a sacrifice for this date. Now today, of course, we don't have the temple anymore. We don't bring the sacrifice, but we do eat matzah. So if you have matzah at home, you can eat a piece of matzah, say the proper bracha, and that's fulfilling the obligation. Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach used to say that this is the headquarters of second chances. So there's always an opportunity to fix it up, you know. That's nice. I like that very much. So it's also the day of the counting of the Omer, the 29th day of the counting of the Omer. And this whole week is the week of Hod, which is splendor, signified by the high priest Aharon. And it's the first day of this week, so it's Chesed. So Chesed is loving kindness, and it's signified by the color white and silver within a dark pink. So I am wearing the colors as I usually do. And it's a little way for me to absorb that energy. And in fact, I was learning with Rabbi Meir Sender in Israel. And he said, yes, that this is actually something that the colors have a certain vibratory frequency. And by wearing them, you're sort of absorbing some of that energy. So yay. Very nice. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. I belong to a wonderful club called Waverly Oaks. It's not too far from where I reside. And they had a member appreciation. So they had an ice cream truck out there. And I had one of those. It's like a cone with ice cream and nuts and like a hard shell chocolate around it. I probably haven't had that for like 25 years. And it was yummy. It was, you know, you couldn't pick a better day. I mean, from yesterday to the 50s, today to 80s, mid-80s, depending upon where you are. So that was really very nice. Not exactly lunch, but then again. And I also got to spend some time with my physical therapist in the gym. Usually I do classes, organized classes, whether it's gentle yoga, which I'll do tomorrow, Or I do Zumba Gold, which is fabulous. And I can barely, I can do it. And then I do what they call water blast. So that's water aerobics. And so now I'm going to try to get in there another day a week to do some of the stuff in the gym. Got to get the body moving, you know. Tomorrow I celebrate a birthday. And so, you know, every year you have to do more because gravity pulls down. I had a recent bone density test at Mount Auburn. I must say, Mount Auburn is an absolutely beautiful facility. I was very impressed. And everything went very smoothly. They're terrific over there. So yay to those folks. So, you know, for my age, I'm not doing too badly. But, you know, you got to keep up the weight-bearing exercise. And I'm taking the calcium and the vitamin D. What else? Eating the green leafy vegetables and the cheese. So, yeah, got to do what you can. All right, so we're going to get started here with some music from Rebbe Sol, Bruce Berger, my friend. This is from Change the World with a Sound. What a great concept. And we're going to listen to Essa Einai. Let's see. It looks like it's playing, but it's not coming out over the speaker, so I'm not sure exactly what's wrong. Let's see if we can... Okay, so it was playing. CD1, yeah. I don't know. Let's see what else is going on with the board. That's very odd. It's not on that. Try it again and see if we can get this to actually... Okay, I don't get it. Let me try another deck and see if that's the problem. I don't know. Ugh. Every time I come in here, it's something different. Let's see what happens with this second disc. Deck. All right, so, that is mystifying. And if it doesn't work on this one, I think, I don't know. We'll have to see what else we can do. I don't know what's going on, why it's not coming across the board. It looks like it's playing, but I'm not hearing it. It looks like it's going out over the air, but I'm not hearing it here in the studio. So, Oh gosh. Well. Okay, I don't know what's going on. It looks like it's going on over the air, but I can't hear it here in the studio, which is not very helpful. I've got the headphones on, and they were working before. So now I'm hearing me, but I'm not hearing... Okay. I am absolutely not, here we go. I am not sure what is going on here, but it looks like the music was going out, but I can't hear it here in the studio. It's so I don't, I don't know. I'm not sure what else to try. This is, as I say, every time I come in here, the board is a little bit different, and it's very frustrating. So if anybody out there has any idea how I can rectify things, call me here at the studio. That would be very helpful. I'm going to go back to, it does say it's on air. But why can't I hear it here in the studio? What button am I not pushing? That's what I don't know. Well, I'm going to put something else on. We'll see. Let's see. We have that. Let's try something from Rebbe Soul. That's what I was going to start out with. And yeah, that's what we were going to start out with, but I wasn't getting anything to work. Let's see. Okay.
Remember the time you said goodbye. on around. Long time waiting to feel the sound. I still remember the dream there. I still remember the time you said goodbye. We'll be right back.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Got away with murder, maybe once or maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we'd rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you. I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. Said this Sally about a future before you bought up her as well. If all you want is entertainment, if you can't have it, you make hell. Don't make no one fog you to be told. I'm one jacking of a line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will take up all your time. I will chew you, I'll go through you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you. I am Jackie down the line, and I will stone you, I'll alone you. I am Jackie.
comic. From where I'm sitting, rain falling against a lonely tenement. I set my mind to wander into the windows of my lovers. They never know unless I write. This is no declaration, I just thought I'd let you know goodbye. Said the hero in this story, it is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. 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 Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying.
Enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
Jump out the window.
Someone said slide to the first fire of autumn. We settled down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face. And some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Thank you. is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.